You have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I want to begin reading at verse 9 this morning. If God will be our help. The Bible says, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinating according to the purpose of Him whom worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye might know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. We see this morning as Paul's writing to the Ephesians, he's writing some of the most spectacular words that was ever penned down, I believe. He's speaking of a Savior, praise God, who got up one glorious day. He rose from the dead to stand alive and take a place of glory and of honor, praise God, that's beyond anything that man can imagine. He rose up, praise God, not for himself, but he got up on that third and glorious morning for me and you. That because he rose, we can rise up above all the obstacles of this life, and we can look to God Almighty and through the precious Son sitting at His own right hand make intercession for me and you, and we might have the hope of glory even as we sit here today. Even if you're here in my voice this morning, praise God, we have victory in Jesus, praise God. Ain't you glad today? Paul was saying there was something took place in the dispensation of the fullness of time. God came along on purpose. I'm glad this morning, praise God, that He's never been late, but God shows up. As Brother David was saying a while ago, we may not have exactly what we want, but praise God, God has promised us if we'll just stay faithful to Him, He will supply our need. Amen. He'll come to where we're at. He will meet that need. I'm a prime example. I've seen it so many times. God just blessing us on purpose. Praise God. Just because He can. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Paul says it's in the dispensation of fullness of time. He might gather together in one all things in Christ. I'm glad, praise God, He's putting us all together. Amen. He ain't putting some here and some there scattered out, praise God, but He's drawing us together, glory to God, for that glorious day of His appearing when we'll see Him as He is. Amen. Praise God, these folks all over this country, praise God, meeting in little places just like His, seeking the same thing, praise God, desiring the same thing, looking for the same thing this morning. Amen. We're looking for the Lord. Amen. He said, in whom we have, verse 11, obtained an inheritance. That means we've been brought in. Amen. Now I'm going somewhere this morning. Now this list, I'm going to try to take my time. Amen. We got to about 35 minutes and we'll go to the house. If you'll pray real hard, and God will give us that we need. It said, predestined according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things according to the counsel of His own will. I want to say this morning, it's the will of God, praise God, that we fall in line and we begin to get that help that God's got for us, praise God, according to His counsel. Because I want to say tonight, His counsel is good counsel. Amen. Counsel of God's that'll help us, praise God, that be drawn along in this world where we can be pleasing not only to people around us, but to a holy and a righteous God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. Amen. Those first fruits of redemption, praise God. Born again, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. That's how you get saved. You get the word of truth, praise God. The word of truth speaks to your heart and you realize, praise God, we're just, as a brother was singing, we're just all old sinners in need of a Savior. Amen. You can't be saved till you realize you're lost. Amen. Have to realize that we're all sinners in needing of a Savior. Praise the Lord. He said, the gospel of your salvation, whom also after you believed, amen, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. When I believed, praise God, God sealed me, glory be to God. Sealed me on purpose, which is the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. That's that guarantee of an inheritance. I want to say, praise God, if you've been born again this morning, praise God, you've got a guaranteed of inheritance in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's there for you. Unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Amen. In other words, praise God, till God comes to get you and presents you, glory be to God, before the Father. Amen. One of these days, in a little while, if you're born again, amen, you've been born from above, amen, the Holy Ghost of God's touched your heart with the Word of God, you've accepted the death, burial, and the resurrection of a living Savior, praise God, and you said, oh God, forgive me, a sinner, I'm not worthy of the death you died for me. Amen. Glory be to God, and you come out of there victorious. Praise God. Amen. Holy Ghost of God came in, sealed you to the day of redemption. Amen. That redeeming day when Jesus come get us and take us to be with Him where He is. Amen. Listen to what He says, verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. You know how you know that you're a child of God? Because you love the brethren. Amen. You have a special love in your heart for the children of God. Amen. He said you love, and He said, and love unto all the saints. Amen. Love them all, not just one or two, but all of them. He said, I cease not to give thanks for you, make a mention of you in my prayers. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that's revealing, praise God, in the knowledge of Him. He said God might reveal His knowledge. This revealed, I think when God gets to reveal in His goodness and His mercy and His love and His compassion, praise God, into us, amen, it's something, praise God, that has to change. Amen. It begins to mold us into something different. Amen. And the wisdom and the knowledge of Him. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, He said, the light will go on. Amen. That means you don't stand to have to stumble around in your darkness no more. I mean, I will say this old world we live in is a dark place. This old world we live in is full of darkness. But praise God, I want to say Jesus is better than Motel 6. He turned the light on for us, praise God, that'll never burn out. Amen. He's still shining bright, praise God, and He always will. That you may know what is the hope of His calling. What is hope? That's faith with expectation. Amen. That's faith, Lord Jesus Christ, expecting until something better. Amen. Now, I want you to get a hold of that right there, and then we're going to move on. But that faith, expecting sometimes we have some rough spots in this world. But praise God, when we got the Lord Jesus Christ, we have faith, believing in Him, praise God. We've got hope, and it's going to get better. Amen. Amen. It has to. Amen. It has to get better. It don't matter how bad it is, praise God, it's going to get better. Amen. Because we got hope. Our hope's in the Lord. The light's been turned on. We see, praise God, the end of this thing. Bless His holy name. He said, what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? Amen. He said, we have an inheritance in the saints. He said, something took place. He said, what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward, which who believe according to the working of His mighty power. Where does that power come into? Where does it come from? It comes from God. Amen. God demonstrates His power to usward, praise God, in giving us the help and the hope that we need. Look over in Daniel chapter 7 for just a moment time this morning. Daniel chapter 7. The Bible says here that in verse 13, Daniel 7 and 13, the Bible said that Daniel speaking, he says, I saw in the night visions. Amen. I want to say, glory to God, listen to me. Daniel had a dream. Amen. I want to say Daniel had a dream. And he had a dream, praise God, of good times ahead. Amen. But I want to say in my title of my message this morning, good times ahead, praise God, it's more than a dream. Amen. Good times ahead, praise God, it's a whole lot more than just a dream. Praise God, I want to say, because the Lord Jesus Christ, it's reality. Amen. Hey, we're not preaching and believing something that's fake or phony, that's way out there, but praise God, I believe because it's real. Amen. I want to say this is just as, hope that I have is just as real as when God said in the beginning, God. Amen. Hey, praise God. I believe that with all my heart. In the beginning, God began. Hey, I don't believe in this revelation junk. I believe God created everything we have. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I've told you before, praise, that evolution's crazy stuff. Yeah. But I believe God did it. Amen. He did it. Who did He do it for? He done it for us. He done it most for Himself. Amen. God created. I believe it with all my heart. See, it's not just a dream. It's not a fairy tale. It's not science, praise God. It's reality. Everything that we see, praise God, God created. Amen. He put it out there for me and you. Praise the Lord. He said, I saw in the night visions, and behold. He said, here's what we said. We need to pay attention. Because something happened so spectacular that man, we'll never get over it. Amen. Amen. Say, what was it, preacher? It was a presentation. I'm going to say Daniel's fixing to tell us about a presentation, praise God, from the God of glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. Amen. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That one that came was the Lord Jesus Christ. He came in clouds. Boy, what a blessing that is. He was arrayed in clouds. I want to say, praise God. I thought Brother David was going to preach my message this morning. Praise God. When we see the Lord coming, praise God, and we're arrayed in those clouds is a sign, it's a symbol of deity. Amen. And we see Him coming, praise God, arrayed in clouds. He's arrayed in the clouds of deity, praise God, because Jesus Christ is God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We see in Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, the Bible says that God was wrapped up in a pillar of a cloud. Amen. He's a pillar of cloud by day. He would give that, He would lead them. Amen. Praise God. He was in a pillar of fire by night. He would light them. Amen. He would lead by day and He'd light them by night. Glory be to God. He'd lead them and show them the right way by day and He'd give them a light by night. Praise God. But not only would He do that, but He'd help them by day in that leading, praise God, and He'd heat them by night with the fire. Amen. I want to say we've got an all-sufficient God today. Praise God, who's willing to do it for us. Amen. And He does it, praise God, in cloud. He does it in His deity, praise God, because of who He is. I don't want to take that for granted. God does everything He does because of who He is. And He does it to us because He loves us so much. And He can't help Himself. Amen. We see Him arrayed in a cloud. We see this another time, Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 through 8. We see the Lord in the transfiguration. You remember? When Jesus went up on the mount Peter and James and John went with Him and they were up there and Elisha and Moses showed up there talking to Jesus. And old Peter in his self, in his rambunctious self, he rose up and he said, "Well, Lord," he said, "I guess we need to build a tabernacle for Moses and a tabernacle for Elisha and the tabernacle." And they said there was a cloud overshadowed them. Praise God. A mighty cloud overshadowed that place. And the good God of glory was wrapped up in it. And he said, "Hey," he said, "this is my beloved son. Hear ye him." Amen. Spoke out of that cloud. Deity, praise God, spoke to mankind. Amen. Glory be to God. We see him again in Acts. We see those clouds again in Acts chapter 1 and verse 9. Jesus steps off the brow of Olivet. You remember the story? Him and the disciples, a whole multitude goes up there on Olivet. And Jesus steps off of the brow of Olivet, praise God. And we think we're sticking out another. But the Bible says that a cloud received him up into glory, praise God. It was that cloud, that deity, glory be God. He took upon himself again, praise God. Where he laid aside his glory, he took it back up, glory to God, in the cloud, praise God, to go to glory, to go up to heaven in his glory. Praise the Lord. We see those clouds, praise God, that make a difference. Amen. We see that even in the clouds, praise God, the apocalypse is mentioned in the clouds. We see in the apocalypse, we see the beginning from the end, and we see the end in the beginning. When he says in the Revelation 1 and 7, he said, "Behold, he cometh with clouds." Amen. He said, "Hey, praise God, he cometh with clouds." Oh, what is he saying? Praise God. He came as a lowly servant, praise God, when he came the first time. But when he comes again, he's coming with all the deity of a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords. He's coming again, praise God, to rule and reign on this earth. Bless his holy name. We see him in the presentation. Praise God. Presentation of deity. Presentation of God himself. We see it in Matthew 26. You remember when he was brought before those Jews? Matthew 26, verse 63. But Jesus held his peace. Now they've accused him, verse 62. Said the high priest arose and said unto him, "Answerest thou nothing? What is it which thou witness against thee?" But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, "I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." Now notice the presentation here. And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming," what? "In the clouds of heaven." He said, praise God. He said, one day in a little while, there's going to be a presentation that's going to be so spectacular, everybody will see it. Amen. I want to say, praise God, there's a presentation's taking place. Lord Jesus Christ. We see that presentation in Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. The Bible says in verse 1, he said, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon." Now listen to what John says. "And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon." But listen to what he says in verse 5. "And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four elders and the four beasts and the four and twenty elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. And thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests." Now listen to this. "And we shall reign on the earth. Praise God. There was a presentation made, and the Lord Jesus Christ, He took, praise God, that belonged to Him, that He's been given authority over. And praise God, as long as we believe and have faith in Him, praise God, we're going to be all right. Amen. A presentation was made. Lord Jesus Christ in glory. Can you see this? Can you see this presentation that's being made? Amen. The Bible says in verse 13, He said, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. Came in all. Now picture this. He came in all His deity, all His godliness. Amen. And came to the Ancient of Days. Can you picture this? The throne of God is set in heaven. Jesus, praise God, after He's resurrected, after He's endured all those afflictions, that every affliction that man could put on Him, He endured so that we might also. And praise God, He's brought up and He's presented unto the Father. You see God Almighty, as He sits there and they bring His Son in. He comes in clouds. He comes with deity. He comes in spectacular array. And said He, and they brought Him near before Him. Can you see this picture as they bring Him to God and they present Him? So here He is. Boy, don't you know the Father was glad to see the Son? Amen. Don't you know there was some rejoicing going on? Praise God, because of the joy that the Father had in receiving His Son back home. Amen. So we see that presentation. Amen. I'm talking about good times ahead. It's more than just a dream. This is reality. Amen. So we have the presentation, but we also have a proclamation. Amen. You see the Lord Jesus, He said there was given Him. Didn't say, Brother Andrew, that there might be given to Him. That they could be. There sometime in the future, He might receive. But boy, I got to hold that and I about had me a spell. Amen. He said, and there was given Him dominion, praise God. It was a presentation, glory be to God, that was made to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was a proclamation that was made to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was presented and He was given this proclamation that He was. Amen. Dominion was given. We see this in the book of Genesis. Amen. We see the dominion of man. You remember Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 28? He said, created man in likeness His image. And He gave, and the Lord said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the creeping beast of the earth. Everything said, man was given dominion. But something happened. A man dropped that dominion. Amen. Because of the fall, man dropped the dominion. Because of sin, man lost that dominion. It fell out of our hands. And it fell into the hands of Satan. Huh? Dominion. God said, give them dominion over it all. But because of sin, we lost dominion. That's why we got to deal with briars and snags and weeds and all the other things now. Because we lost the dominion. Amen. We don't have dominion over the earth no more. God give it to us. But that the devil, praise God, because of fall, he knew what he was doing. He snatched it out of our hands. Amen. The stinking rascals took it away from us. That's why we got to get close to the Lord. But Jesus came along, praise God, to reclaim man's lost estate. That's what Jesus did. He came and He took back that lost, to take back that lost estate. That had fell into the hands of Satan, praise God. You say, where's it at now? It's in the hands of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He took it out of the, hey, glory God, He ripped it out of the hands of the devil on the cross of Calvary. When He got up that morning, praise God, He took that dominion out of the hands of the devil and the snare of the devil, praise God, and He's got it Himself. Amen. Wonder what He's going to do with it. Amen. Wonder what Jesus is going to do with it. But see, we got to a place and time in the world where we're living in a religious world that don't have nothing to do with Jesus. Amen. We don't want nothing to do with Jesus. Whole lot of religious. They won't even mention the name of Jesus. Huh? We're living today, nobody wants to say anything about Jesus. Nobody wants to claim Jesus. Amen. I won't say, praise God, I claim Jesus. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. That means He's the only way. Hello? The world's out there say, well, you know, there's many different ways. Our president said there's different ways to get in. He's crippled too high for crutches. Amen? There's only one way to get to heaven. That's trusting in the precious Lamb of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Being born again, you got to be saved. Amen. Amen. It goes beyond realizing that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it's accepting the Savior that died for our sins. Amen. The one that was presented before the Father, praise God. He said, well done. Amen. Amen. He said, this is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. Amen. He's pleased with. The only way we'll get in, praise God, is being on the coattails of He that's well pleased with. Amen. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Only way we'll make it. But He makes a proclamation. The minions fell. But Jesus came to reclaim that was lost. He took it out of the hands of the devil. Amen. To win me and you back. To get us back, praise God. From who? From the devil. Amen. Jesus prayed that prayer. Amen. And He prayed. He said, Lord, help us every day. Give us our daily bread. And forgive us those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. That's what that really means. That word deliver us from evil is literally the evil one. Amen. He said that Jesus came back, praise God. He was presented and He made a proclamation. He's making a proclamation, praise God, that He's got dominion back. Amen. Amen. He took charge of it. It's His. His old devil's still giving us a fight. He's still running rampant. But praise God, God's still on the throne. Amen. Jesus is still had dominion. There was given Him dominion, praise God. Jesus has the dominion of the world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now we can't have all this. As we read over in Revelation 5, you can't have all this unless you got a millennial reign. Amen. The whole counsel of God brings it to a millennial reign. One day, praise God, we'll get to rule and reign with Him. Amen. He said we become kings and priests on earth. Amen. That kind of sounds like a reign here, don't it? And a lot of people say, well, preacher, that's what they're talking about in heaven. Amen. On earth, it's not in heaven, it's here. Amen. So we see Jesus, we see Him presented, we see a proclamation that He's been given dominion over it all. Amen. The world don't like it. They disregard Him. Most religions ignore Him. But praise God, I'm glad we don't ignore Him. Amen. You know what? I believe it. They world religion said, you know what? The name Jesus offends me. And there's a lot of people, if they pray in public, they won't pray in Jesus' name because they don't want to offend nobody. Let me give you a heads up. You may not offend those people sitting around in the restaurant with you, or you may not offend your family that's with you, don't believe like you do, but let me tell you who you offend. I believe it offends the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father when we don't pray, asking everything that we need in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it offends them. I don't know about you. I believe I know who I'd rather offend. I'd rather offend this worldly crowd that don't have nothing to do with Jesus my Savior than to receive God Almighty and the Son Himself. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I never want to offend, do anything to offend my Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I want to lift His name up. And praise God, if it hair lips the devil, just let him be hair lipped. Amen. I don't care nothing about him and he don't care nothing about me. And I praise God, I'm going to lift up Jesus' blessed name that someone might hear. Amen. Bless His holy name. Yeah, Jesus is offended at it. God's offended at it when we don't lift up His name. Giving Him the glory, praise God, for all that He's done. But He will receive that door. There's a day coming. He said there was given Him dominion. His glory is restored. And glory. And a kingdom that all people, nations, languages should... Where's those at? People, nations, languages. That sounds like planet Earth to me. Amen. It sounds to me like it's right here. The men that should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. Amen. He was presented before the Father, praise God, and there was a proclamation made that Jesus Christ, praise God, is given dominion over it all. Praise the Lord. Hey, that's why if we have a need for anything, we can go to Him and ask, believing, and we shall receive. You say, well, now, wait a minute, preacher. These things that I've prayed for and asked the Lord for in Jesus' name and I haven't got. But we got to ask according to His will. Amen. Said if we ask anything, 1 John 5, if we ask anything according to His will, that we have those petitions that we ask of Him. Amen. It's got to be according to His will. Amen. That's where we miss it. It's not. A lot of times it's like James said, it's to consume it upon our own lust. Things that this flesh desires. But God says, you don't need that. Amen. He said, it might spoil you. But He said He was given dominion. An everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Do we see this again? We sure do. In Philippians chapter 2, we see this as it's divvied out. The Bible said that He humbled Himself, became obedient, verse 8, unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, because of His humbleness, He said, in being found fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Because of that, He says, wherefore, because of that, God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth. And listen to this, and things under the earth. Amen. When the name of Jesus is proclaimed, praise God, even the demons of hell is going to have to bow down because of His dominion. Amen. I won't say, praise God, when these things rise up in your life, when there's a controversy, when there's adversities come up, when the devil of the demons of hell want to rise up and pull you down, praise God, I want you to realize this morning that Jesus has dominion over the demons of hell. Amen. Whatever demons you may have this morning, whatever things you may fight and toil against, praise God, Jesus has dominion. We just have to put our faith and trust in Him. That the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Have you ever thought about every time you lift up the name of Jesus, you're bringing glory and honor to the Father? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Every time we lift up the name of Jesus, we're bringing glory to His Father. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. He said, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. He said, realize, praise God, that God is on the throne, that Jesus is sitting beside Him, praise God, that He's been given dominion and glory and honor. All that belongs to Him. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to say this morning, praise God, what we have, glory be to God, it's more than anything that we could ever begin to ask or imagine because of what God has done for us. Amen. That we have some good times ahead. Because of what Jesus done for us. And it's a whole lot more than just a dream. Amen. It's what we have ahead of us, brother. It's reality. Reality today, praise God, is that we've got a Savior that has dominion over it all. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, praise God. If you want to be a winner today, you have to be a winner in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one that can make you a winner. We have to put our faith and trust in Him. Praise the Lord. Because good times are just ahead. Amen. Good times are ahead. And they're in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a whole lot more than just a dream. It's reality. It's real. Amen. It's real. We have a Savior, and His name is Christ Jesus. Amen. He's been given dominion. Been given dominion. That fell, that we lost, He picked it up. Praise God. When we couldn't get to it, we couldn't carry it, we couldn't handle it. Praise God, Jesus came along and He picked it up, plucked it out of the devil's hand. Amen. He's still the prince and power of this present world. Amen. The ruler of darkness. Amen. The deceiver of men. He's still all those things. But praise God, dominion's been given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We say, well, what does that mean to me? For me, Pastor? It means that at one of these days, in a little while, that we just stay in line with Jesus. We keep walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. At one of these days, praise God, that we're going to be priests and kings with Him, and ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Amen. What we got to do is just settle within our hearts. Say, Lord, I'm just going to follow the Lord. I'm going to stay with Jesus all the way to the end of the world. Why, the rest of the world, hey, there's going to be a great falling away. We're starting to see it.
we're starting to see people just falling away. There are people that used to be faithful, people used to be, they're just falling away. They're trickling off. The old devil's just dragging them off. God help. But praise God, we're not of those. Paul said, we're not of those that fall away. Amen. He said, we're of those that stay in the fight. Stay faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and keep plugging on. Because praise God, He's the one that's got the dominion. Amen. And we get it through Him, praise God. He has it to offer us at the end of the way. He said, just stay faithful to the Lord because it's been given to Him. Praise God. And if we're going to finish with Him, praise God, it's going to be there for us at the end of the way. He said there's rewards that are kept in heaven for me and you. That means they're guarded by God Himself. Praise God. What is part of that? I believe that's that dominion that we have, that we're going to get to rule and reign with Him. Praise God. In glory. What about you this morning? What about you? Do you know who your Redeemer is? Have you been saved? Amen. Does He have dominion in your life? Have you given yourself? Have you said, Lord, here I am. Take me and use me, make me, mold me into what you want me to be? That's what we have to do. That's what He wants us to do. And then what? It's kind of like the old bumper sticker, and I used to hate them. It says, God is my co-pilot. That always burned me up. I said, you're messing up. Every time I pulled up behind one of them, I'd say, you're messing up. And they'd say, what? That's real. God's my co-pilot. No. You need to get out, go around a car, and let Him drive. Amen. Amen. God, you ought to say, God is my driver, praise God. God is the one that's taking me where I need to go. And He'll get me safely there. Amen. I want to say, God, is God your pilot today? Amen. Is He your pilot? He's the one driving you. Is He the one that's going to get you where you go? Is He the one, praise God, that you're going to allow you to be partakers in His dominion? Amen. The presentation's been made. Amen. The proclamation's been cried out. Dominion. Could you imagine that in heaven? Whenever He said, when they all the holy angels gathered around there, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's presented in before the Father. And the Father says, dominion is given. What just snatched out of the devil's hand? He said, dominion has been given to my Son, praise be to God, to rule and reign forever and forever and forever. Amen. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. What about Him today? As you stand with me,